This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes. Sound like what?
What, like Homer Simpson? Is that what you're trying to do there?
Yes, I think it is. Hello, duh. It's 7 after the hour. Welcome to your friendly morning conversation. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan, and Kara Schillen is at the controls. If you're interested in that sort of thing, what does that mean, that Kara is at the controls? She has a large, this contraption in front of her that has computer screens and red lights and green lights and orange lights, white lights, and she pays attention to what I'm saying so that when I give her a cue to push a button, that's what she does. It's like she's in charge of the airplane. She's the pilot. So if we crash...
Yeah, just blame me.
Point the finger at Kara. That's how that works. All right, good news. The Olympics are going well for the Americans. Look at how wonderfully well the swimmers, especially Michael Phelps. Look at the number of gold medals he's won. There are women who are doing extraordinarily well with everybody except the people who are doing the broadcasting and the people who are doing the writing. What a bunch of sexist pigs. Good God, you look at the way the attention is given to, in a couple of very glaring instances, the men, the husbands, the other half of the duo that had nothing really to do with these people accomplishing what they accomplished, got all the attention. And then there's this one woman, I forget who it is, Kara, who's not a particularly attractive, who's been basically singled out for being not particularly attractive.
Yeah, and I mean, hopefully nobody in the actual news media reported that. It was just individual people on Twitter.
They're reporting on what's being said. So they may not have said it directly, but the fact that they're continuing the conversation or extending the route of that conversation.
But yeah, Katie Ledecky, I would say, is not just one of the greatest female swimmers of our generation, but one of the greatest swimmers overall of this generation. And yeah, very disappointing.
The news media says she's ugly. Okay. So would you say that about some of the men who are participating? Some of the men are just flat out ugly.
I'm sorry, but Michael Phelps isn't exactly
cute. He's a very odd-looking guy.
Yeah, I mean, sure. He's amazing at what he does, but right. I don't think anyone's going to be swiping right.
Does that make him attractive? Is that, well, women see his muscles, or they see his accomplishments, or they see how much money he's going to make in endorsements? Does that make him desirable, and you don't look at his face, which is oblong?
Well, I think women are a lot more forgiving in terms of the superficial judgment of men. I think
men
that when a man
are superficial, women are not.
Well, I think men. I think men are more superficial. I think women. There are a lot of mitigating factors for what a woman finds attractive in a man. And yes, if a man is really good at his job, if he's a surgeon and he's really great at what he does, or if he's a construction worker and he's amazing with his hands, there are other things that become attractive to us, and we then overlook maybe not a perfect face or a perfect body, and maybe he has a great sense of humor, maybe he's really intelligent. All of those things are, you know, get lumped in for women, and I don't really know necessarily if that happens with
men. Whereas for men, there is a fairly well-known scale of the hot versus crazy scale, and if you're hot enough, it outweighs your personality and how crazy you
are. And the crazy, yeah.
What does that mean, if you're hot enough? Who is an example of someone who's hot enough?
Who's someone that's great? I don't know. Is Kim Kardashian crazy?
Yes. She's not hot either.
If people think that you have a tendency to argue, or I'll just categorize that in the crazy aspect, and or you're super jealous, but you're super duper duper attractive, then that outweighs the crazy. Whereas if you're just moderately attractive.
So are you saying that men would overlook that in women, but women won't overlook that in men, or are you saying it goes both ways?
Well, it's mostly just for men. I haven't seen it. Well, I don't know. I'm sure some women do.
Some women dig serial killers. You know, no one in this room, but there's some women that do. So I guess there are exceptions to the rule.
So it's Heinz 57, in a sense. We tend to categorize people and put them into one block. For example, all Republicans think this way, or all Catholics think that way, or all white people think that way, or all technicians operate this way. It's, do you see what I'm saying, how ridiculous it is? Across the board, yeah. We are individuals. We have pluses and minuses. The score works depending on who we are individually, what our DNA is, and what we've grown up around, our attitudes towards things. It would be very disappointing, but yet it is disappointing in the sense that we do that. We don't want it done for us, but we do it in other circumstances. We do categorize people. We do put people, all Donald Trump supporters think this way. All Hillary Clinton supporters think that way. It's nonsense. We all, and what it does is take away from our personality and take away from our privilege. We have, especially in this country, the opportunity to think for ourselves and to act accordingly. Or do we? Are we structured because now social media is such that if we get a little out of line one way or another and we go public with it, we are discounted? And I don't have, I mean, I think in general Donald Trump, some of his stupid remarks, if you can take the quotes and just judge on your own what the quotes mean rather than have somebody interpret it for you, you can most of the time come up with maybe some of the same conclusions that come from others, but you have made the conclusion on your own. You haven't been fed the conclusion of somebody else that, oh yeah, I agree with that. So, and that's kind of what this program is about, to get you to think about things. Okay, here's what somebody said. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you interpret it that way? Do you not interpret it that way? I don't need somebody at NBC to tell me that a person is attractive or unattractive. I need them to tell me what happened as a result of the race or the whatever event they were in. That's it. Otherwise, shut the hell up.
True.
That's it. I don't want to know. I don't care what you think. And people can say, well, Doug, you're in the opinion business. I don't care what you think. Okay, so then you listen to the ladies or you turn us off and go listen to something else. That's your privilege. I'm just
telling
you from my
point. We're also not reporting. Yeah, we're also not reporting on things.
No.
And there has been, I think NBC, unfortunately, we were talking yesterday just about how the commentators were doing, and Al Troutwig was getting called out for whatever reason, really feeling the need to hammer in the point that Simone Biles' parents are actually her grandparents. And it was so stupid.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like he's trying to dissect her family. So that was a big gaffe
on
that
part. To talk about?
Right.
Boy, isn't there enough going
Talk
on?
Talk about her skill. Talk about how her accomplishments. I mean, it's incredible, and it seems to get worse and worse. NBC seems very ill-prepared to be reporting on these games.
Yeah. Well, they did get it right with Phelps. They called him unstoppable, and he is and was. What a wonderful representation of someone who's worked hard to get someplace, and they got someplace.
Yeah, you know, I really expected him to get beaten at this Olympics because
every
year. I guess just because there's
so... He's getting old.
Partially, but there are so many younger Olympians who are coming up, and they just have a tendency to have more endurance and to be faster, but I guess his experience just outweighs all of that, and it's actually exciting for me to see him continue. So good for him to go out this way.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the girls' gymnastics are just phenomenal this year for our team, but Michael Phelps has been an unexpected delight to watch for
why
me.
Why would you say unexpected?
Just because, you know, I haven't really been that interested in the games, and then to see him come back so strong, it reminds me of, what was it? Is it 8 years ago or 4 years ago? No, he didn't swim 4 years ago, did he? Or did he retire? 8 years ago, when everybody had Phelps fever, it's kind of cool that 8 years later he can come back and perform at that level. It's really great.
And now the focus on Simone Biles and the others who are at the Olympics who are working in gymnastics. The credit goes to them for doing as well as they did. And you can tell the guy from NBC to go stuff it. because who cares where Simone Biles' family comes from. Look at how well she did, and look at how well the others. She's become, because of that, the best known, or is she the best known because she's the best on that group of really good Olympic gymnasts? Where would you say? Laurie Hernandez, Madison, is it Kosian? Is that how you pronounce her name? I think so.
That sounds right. Yeah. Gabby yeah. Douglas.
Yeah. Allie Raisman. Yep. All right. So anyway, there's good news from that corner of the Olympics as well. The Americans are doing very well. We have our pride. We like it when they do well. And so yeah, there's a respect. It's funny. Well, it's funny, but it's interesting because oftentimes Americans are dismissed because of politics, the international political arena. I don't see or smell that. I mean, I'm not an ardent follower of this, but I am reading every day to catch up, so I'll know at least somewhat from whence I come with a certain amount of accuracy what's going on at the Olympics. And I just sort of reading between the lines, it seems to me that there is either more reason to respect or less reason not to respect what we as Americans are. I'm not doing it. I'm just supporting the team, and I'm not even doing that very aggressively. I just think it's kind of cool that we as a group are doing as well as we are, and we don't seem to be getting flack for being Americans.
Yeah, like the only example I saw was our first gold medal winner won for shooting, and people made some jokes about that was our first win.
Why?
Because there's a lot of shooting in America.
Oh.
But that was...
I didn't put two and two together.
Well, exactly.
One.
And that was... Oh, God. What's his name? The dude that I hate. He's a British...
Piers Morgan?
Yeah, Piers Morgan.
Yeah,
was
exactly.
The one who made it.
Yeah,
was,
I don't hate
disregard.
Anybody. Although he is a boob. It's 18 after the hour. I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Progressive. Presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
What are you? are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, it's been a while since we had an Adele concert, and at this point in each hour, there is a musical focus to the program. So Victoria and Doug and Kara happily follow the rumor mill that comes from not Adele's camp, but from the people producing the Super Bowl. Yes, the rumor is that she may be the halftime performer in this year or next year's Super Bowl. Actually, it's the 2017 Super Bowl. So how would that be? This was in the British newspaper The Sun today. Says the National Football League is eyeing Adele for the halftime performance. This is something they don't get paid for. You do not get paid for performing in the Super Bowl. Why? Well, because the people that produce it are cheap so-and-sos. They feel that it's prestigious enough to invite you to perform is a big honor.
Is that for real? I have no idea. I always assumed they got a huge paycheck from it.
No, they get not a penny. Don't get a cent. And so this is a time a lot of people that are singers, and mostly it is singing, they will announce a new album just before the Super Bowl, or they'll use
the publicity is
for
unbelievable.
Publicity and promotion. Right.
Yeah.
Because so many people watch.
I was going to say, because most of the artists that they get don't really need, they don't really need publicity, or at least they don't need to become bigger
stars. Nor do
they
need a big check.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. That's true.
Yeah. A source at the NFL has told a reporter for The Sun that, quote, there's nobody bigger in the world than Adele right now, and organizers are doing absolutely everything they can to try to persuade her to sign up. Now, if I were interpreting that, I'd be offended, because I'd take from that there's nobody bigger than Adele. You mean she's big and fat?
Somebody was going to say that.
Well, but that's how some of these things are taken out of context. You know, look around at the things that are the quotes that people come up with, and then you can easily see how someone would twist that around. Anyway, that's a distraction from the real story.
Go ahead.
She sells out every tour. I wanted to go see her. I checked out two venues, Boston and L.A. I wouldn't pay the amount. As much of an Adele fan as I am, much as I support her, I will not pay that kind of money to sit in the stand for 2 hours. It's abusive. And that's the only fault I find with her. I think any of these people could stop this if they wanted to, but they don't, for whatever the reason, even though they're not making the money that some of these the secondary, you know,
right,
promoters or sellers,
yeah,
are.
Yeah, was it Garth Brooks that Jen saw that he specifically had prices? I think it was Garth Brooks who made sure his prices stayed at a certain level. I mean, you can't control.
But how do you do the resellers?
You can't control what they go to. Yeah, at StubHub, yeah, or at least I don't know how you control, but at least on the venue, you can control how much those go for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only problem with Adele, I mean, and I love Adele, I wanted to see her live when she came to New York, but it was just, no, yeah, like Doug was saying, the tickets are so expensive.
Ridiculous.
And that's a sit-down concert. If I'm going to pay that much money, I want to be up at a lively dance concert. So Adele, to me, is brilliant, but I think she would be a horrible halftime performer because she doesn't have any upbeat songs. I mean, it would be an entire stadium sitting down. She'd have to bring out other guests and do other songs, maybe cover songs, but
that's a good song. This song's on now.
This is her one like stand-up song.
Yeah. Could have had it all. Could have had it all. Apparently, she is a nervous sort. Like,
yeah,
you can do just right. And doing this, this is not. Don't expect anything to go right when you do the Super Bowl show because the sound is off. The way,
yep,
they put things together has to be done fast. You're on fast, you're off fast, and she doesn't work well apparently in those circumstances.
She has a lot of anxiety with performance.
Yeah, she cries after
live
almost every performance. She's like that, very sensitive. So
yeah,
anyway, but it's an interesting story. 28 past the hour.
You are more than what you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's hard to make mistakes. It's hard to mess up, especially if you know your potential or believe you could have done better. One of the more harmful things you can do to yourself psychologically, however, is start to believe that because you mess up, that you are somehow messed up. You're not. You're not what you do. We all make mistakes. It doesn't matter where we are in life. It doesn't matter how much experience we have or how much we think we should perform a task perfectly. It's not possible to perform perfectly all the time. And it's really important for you to not get down on yourself when you mess up. Instead of being hard on yourself, focus on learning and growing from this moment forward. You are more than what you do, so be easier on yourself when you make mistakes. For support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Some of the unique issues of the day, the happenings. Here's some good news for those of you who are planning to get married this year or who are celebrating a wedding anniversary or you're going to a wedding or whatever. If you like weddings, let's go. I like weddings. Here's the story of a bride who celebrated her wedding day with the man her father's heart saved. It's the story of Jenny, is it Stepien? Would you pronounce it that way, do you think?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, right. Her wedding was a really cool, heartwarming event. The man who walked her down the aisle had received her father's heart. Her father passed away, and the heart was donated as an organ transplant. And so she asked the man who received the heart to walk her down the aisle. She said, it's just like having my dad here, and better because we get to share this story with other people. Other people see that organ donors do matter. The heart was donated through an organization that allows donor families and transplant recipients to stay connected. which I think in some circumstances is swell and some circumstances may not be. It just depends on the circumstances. The Stebbian family started communicating with Arthur Thomas after her father was murdered in 2006. See, this fellow, Thomas, was days away from dying because his heart had just played out. He was on every mechanical piece of equipment you can imagine to keep him alive, waiting for the right heart. And so when Miss Stebbian planned her wedding, she said the first person she thought of to walk her down the aisle was this guy, Arthur Thomas. She met Thomas for the first time the day before the wedding. They'd communicated, but never met. So now they're going to keep in touch and in the future stay connected. But isn't that, who would think of that? Would you think of that if it was your circumstance?
Well, this story was so sweet, and I was reading about it yesterday, and there are pictures to go along with it. Yeah. And, you know, when she got engaged, she was, who's going to walk me down the aisle? And then she thought of him, and she asked, and he also has a 30-year-old daughter, and he asked her first to make sure that she would be okay with it. But it was just, really sweet, and two families coming together. And there was a picture at the wedding, and she had her hand over his heart. And when he walked her down the aisle, he let her hold onto his wrist where the pulse was strongest. And it just, people are so sweet sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of thing you like to know about and hear about, not all this other stuff. the stuff that gets so distracting. And to that point, here's something that's very distracting. The continuing focus on voters' rights and who ought to be able to vote and how they ought to be able to get into the polling place. This goes right to the core of this election season. Are we going to be able to vote? Are we going to have three parties, maybe four parties? I'm incensed, and I don't even know how to address this, frankly, because I don't get how some of these people just sort of take charge. All right, there's this group of the Election Debate Commission. Well, who appointed them? Where'd they come from? And who are they to tell me that I can't see third-party candidates unless they get 15% in five different polls? Who are these people? How dare they? I mean, what Trump has said, Trump said a lot of stupid stuff over the course of the months he's been running, but he said a few things that really are right on, and one of them is the election is rigged. It was, if there wasn't anything more clear than the rigging done by the Democratic National Committee, I don't know what is. But then you look at some of these other circumstances, and the whole damn thing looks like it's rigged. Why can't I see Gary Johnson? I want to vote for Gary Johnson, I think, at this point. I want to know more about what he stands for. I got Trump. I know what he stands for. I got Hillary. I know what she stands for. I don't need to listen to them take shots at each other. I need to listen to somebody who's got something intelligent to say that maybe I haven't heard before. I don't know that much about Gary Johnson. I know a lot about Bill Weld, and I wish he was the one that was in the place of Gary Johnson running for the presidency as a libertarian, not as the vice president. But I'll take him if he's there, and he is there. So then, what about me being able to see, hear, and feel what these people are all about? And then, after you figure it out, then can I just go vote? And can I vote in a circumstance where I feel confident that the people who are voting with me are there as Americans to do their job, not as somebody who came in illegally and who can get away with voting because they can get away with voting? What is there about this ID that's required at polling places that's so difficult for people to figure out? And now we're back at it again. There are 17 states that are set to have restrictions involving voter ID or other requirements for the first time in the election in November. Among them, North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, all battleground states. So now the Justice Department is challenging voter ID laws. On what basis? What is there? This is one of the most frustrating things, and I don't get angry, as you know, ladies working with me. It isn't much that makes me angry. But this really makes me angry. Because It is having tough requirements assures, and I don't even see what's so tough about getting a driver's license or getting some form of ID that has your picture on it. You can do that.
Probably the hardest part is waiting at the...
So we wait in the line.
For hours.
I guess the argument against this has always been that for the elderly and for minorities, that this is more difficult.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
Nobody's proven why. They've said they've given you BS excuses for it, but they haven't really proven why it is that you can't get... I know plenty of people in their 90s who go to vote who have a driver's license. They've had a driver's license their whole life.
Yeah, to me, I feel like elderly people are really vigilant about voting.
Don't give me that, bunkum. And if you're, a minority, so what? So you're a minority. Go get a driver's license. What does it mean? Because you're a minority, you don't know how to drive a car? Or you can't get an ID in some other form? That's such bunkum. It really is. And people who put up with this stuff, we're putting up with it. This is outrageous.
I just wish that someone would try to solve the problem. Okay, so if however we're not familiar with, if there is something that makes it more difficult for minorities and for the elderly to have a form of photo ID, then let's fix the problem instead of just talking about there's a big problem. Well, fix the problem.
Fix it. What is the problem? The problem is it's too difficult. Says who? Who says that?
Right. If it is difficult, okay, then
make
it easier.
Instead of talking about it, as Victoria said, fix it. You're the president. Fix it.
Well, it's not even the president. It's just whoever these election committee people are, like you're saying. Who are these people who are saying you need 15% in order to get a podium? Yeah. I mean, who are these people who are doing all this? Well, they're the ones. Fix it. Fix the problem. I can't stand people who complain over and over and over about the same problem, and they do nothing to fix it.
All right. I'm going to fix a problem right now. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to keep you and me and Kara and everybody listening from getting high blood pressure. If you already have it,
I think we all have it at this moment. Right. So we need to bring it back down.
That's what I just thought to myself. Okay, calm down. Slow down. Think about the blood that's flowing through your body as the river of your life. The blood that when it gets to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your organs, that maybe as you get older, withering on the vine. You're aware of that concept. I saw a picture of a body with arteries and veins that have sluggish circulation. It wrecks your health, but your veins are not open. And what you need is nitric oxide to open the veins. And in order to get that, you need super beets. Super beets open up. Just picture. You've got a visual mind. You can picture what your arteries look like, even if they're not plugged up. As you get older, they are restricted. They don't open as much. But you need to get blood opened, the valves, if you will, all opened up so that the river of life flows through your body. And that's what nitric oxide is all about. The signal for your arteries to open and relax so the blood can get into all of these areas. Your heart can pump harder. Your brain cells that become sluggish now get more blood. Your hands and feet, maybe you don't get good circulation. They get numb and they feel cold. There's a lot to this. And you can solve the problem. Victoria is telling us to solve the problem. I'm suggesting to you that you can solve the problem. Keep the blood pressure where it is if it's good. Call 800-655-4183. Not only that, but blood, all of these other things that you hear about, there are a lot of supplements, a lot of things that people take in order to do better sexually, as an example, or to perform better as athletes. It's the same stuff, by the way. It's all the same. It doesn't make any difference whether you're taking Viagra or you're taking something else that enhances your blood getting to your body. That's what it is. It's nitric oxide. So SuperBeets is the way, whether you take it in a 4-ounce glass of water, you put it in your smoothie, whatever it is, to get the energy, the stamina that will last you pretty much all day long. Call 800-655-4183. See, I've solved a problem for you. You inspired me, Victoria. Thank you. Yeah. Solve the problem with SuperBeets. 800-655-4183. If you've never taken advantage of this product and you're ordering for the first time, you'll be happy to know you get a free 30-day supply with your regular order. And you get a book called Beat the Odds. It'll explain how this all works for you. I just tried to do that in the last 60 seconds or so. Tell you how it works in a superficial way. But it works. Take our word for it, because we all are on it. 800-655-4183. Take advantage of this wonderful product and what it can do for you and your health and well-being. Or you can order at DougLikesBeats.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Up to 43% of U.S. students face bullying and cyberbullying while in school, and 6 out of 10 teenagers witness bullying in schools once a day. The statistics are alarming, which makes it even more important to help erase this issue in our schools. Pilot Pen is partnering with Stomp Out Bullying, the leading national bullying prevention organization, to help raise awareness and erase bullying for good. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, mother.
It's vital that you pay attention and ask questions if something seems to be wrong with your child. We need to empower children to stand up for themselves and others when they witness bullying, and monitor your child's online activity in a way that will help you recognize and address signs of cyberbullying.
Pilot wants to make sure that students have the best tools and are primed for learning this year. Pilot's Frixie and Clicker erasable pen has revolutionary ink formulated to write smoothly and erase cleanly, helping to reduce back-to-school stress. For more, visit helperasebullying.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Get 2 croissant sandwiches. These are the breakfast sandwiches that people are talking about. Only $4 at Burger King. Price and participation vary. Brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. That sounds... actually, halfway. That sounds like something that might be fun. I like croissants. Don't you like? Do you like croissants?
I love nothing more than a croissant sandwich. I love anything on a croissant.
Well, but it's. I like jelly. Put jelly in. They're so soft.
Especially if you get them right after they're cooked.
Really, very, very cool.
You're making me hungry.
The SS United States was going to be converted into a luxury cruise ship. Fastest crossing of the Atlantic ever, and it was done 50 years ago. Fastest
Isn't that
ship
kind of crazy?
Ever
we haven't
built.
We haven't big, defeated that record yet.
Yeah,
from 1952.
There's a group trying to save the ship, and they got $100,000 in donations on a GoFundMe site, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they've really gotten serious, they started looking at the ship, and they found out the hull is really in bad shape. 25-30% of it need to be replaced. That would cost millions of dollars. So now, but they want to put it back out on the ocean, and this apparently makes it too expensive to do that because there's only 400 suites in it, and that's not enough to carry the day. So now they're going to try to figure out how to do something else with it. But I think they ought to spend the money and fix it and put it back out to work.
Yeah.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug, Victoria, and Kara with a focus on your energy usage. You can find out, Victoria's going to explain in a moment, what a sense monitor is. So if you don't have any sense, we're going to fix that problem for you in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 810 to 813. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season the first of the time period from 810 to 95.
All right, so let's try to figure out, Victoria. No, let me rephrase that. You can figure out and explain to us the usage of energy when it comes to all of these various things. I'm looking at my computers. This room where I have my studio sucks up a lot of electricity because there's so much going on
here.
And so there's a new monitor system that detects what your devices are using, to what end, I guess, is the question that some might ask.
Well, this is a really interesting new monitor. It's called Sense, spelled exactly like common sense. And all you do is it hooks into your circuit breaker. So you just open up your panel, and it has a little plug, and it hooks right into that. It doesn't matter how old your appliances are. It doesn't matter. You don't need to have a smart house or anything else. This is very, very basic, but it's really informative. And so the device hooks into your panel, your electrical panel, and then on the other end, you download the iPhone app that goes with it, and it literally tracks everything from your toaster, your washer and dryer, your TV, any appliance that's plugged into your home. It creates on this little graphic chart that it shows you. Every appliance is a little bubble. And so you can see how much energy you're using in each little bubble. And it's really interesting, and it's all run on, all you need is a Wi-Fi connection, and everything in your house, it can tell you where you're sucking too much energy, where you're using too much. It can tell you, even if your air conditioning units, if you don't have central air, if you maybe want to upgrade your unit because it's using more energy than it's giving you. It's a really incredible device. The device itself is on pre-order right now. This is in the tech world. A lot of people have been buzzing about this week. It is available to ship in September, which is less than a month away, scarily. It's available for pre-order right now. It's $249, but you can use this anywhere. I mean, if you have multiple properties, you can have your friends use it. It's not exclusive just to one house or one apartment. So you can take it with you wherever you go. You have it with you forever. It is available right now on iPhone, and an Android version is coming by the end of the month. Yeah. So this is something I think people want to take control and have a real sense of, as we add more and more devices to our homes and our lives, people really want to know.
Costing.
Yeah, I mean, how much is this really costing me?
How many people look for jobs on sites like Monster? Have you ever looked for a job on Monster, either of you?
I have not, because radio is so specific that Monster technically doesn't really...
It doesn't work there.
Yeah.
No,
But I have plenty of friends who do.
Yeah, right. So this is big business. A Dutch human resources company yesterday said it's going to buy Monster for $429 million.
Wow.
This is a huge company in 40 countries around the world. It's all about, if you hashtag funemployed, see what they're about. They make the job of getting a job fun, which is kind of cool. This is... do you know Microsoft took over LinkedIn for $26 billion earlier this year? And this is a big job hunting place as well. You can connect on LinkedIn, find jobs all over the place. So, FYI, 59 after.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.